Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with Masterclass. Masterclass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay. And it was so much fun. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best and become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. Masterclass.com/soundsfun. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now, and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. AFD and NYC, Episode 5, Savor This. I'm getting very good at schlepping things. What I would pay if y'all could have seen me last weekend. I decided I need throw pillows on my couch and a little blanket for my living room. I hadn't purchased them before because I kept talking myself out of it. Only being here in New York City for 2 months and all, it just kept being a no for me. But then when I was on the road that weekend, speaking in Charlotte, North Carolina, people would ask me how New York was going. And I answered every time, well, I absolutely love it. The only problem really is that my couch isn't comfortable or cozy. That is my only problem? Then fix it, Downs. Dang. So I went to Home Goods on Sunday and all my cozy purchases ended up filling up 3 big paper bags, the kind you get from a department store. If you are new to this podcast or this series, hi, I'm Annie. I usually live in Nashville, but until December, I'm living in New York City. This is the 5th episode in this series, AFD and NYC. The first 4 are linked in the show notes below. So I had one big bag hanging on one arm, another on the other. And the third one, well, I had to hold it in the middle, squeezing it like the pillow that it was, because one of the bag's handles ripped. I had my backpack on as well. Are you picturing this? I was a sight, you guys, an absolute sight. I schlepped again last week. I walked down the street to my local grocery store because I ran out of apples. They were having a 5 for 5 sale on Greek yogurt, so suddenly my apple trip turned into a grocery trip. I finally remembered to grab a case of LaCroix as I was heading to the checkout. And so there I was again, bag of groceries in one hand, case of LaCroix in the other hand, and I schlepped home. As I started to unload the cans of LaCroix into the fridge, I was lining them up in groups of 4, 12 cans total. And I said to myself, oh my gosh, that's 2 weeks. Then I'll be halfway through my time here in New York. I've been making some plans for November, which makes perfect sense because people have to schedule things and you have to buy tickets in advance. But at the same time, it feels like I'm running out of days already. I haven't drank a single can of LaCroix, and I'm already mourning that I am 3 cases from leaving. a few years ago here in New York City on a Monday, my friend Mary Kate and I got tattoos together. She got a cute heart, and I got the words, savor this, on my forearm. Because this challenge to live in today chases me. I'm forever counting down to the next thing. Anticipation is actually one of the gifts of my personality type. I love the days before an awesome thing, often as much as I love the thing. But it really works against me in seasons like this, where I feel the time, the days, the experience slipping through my fingers like smoke or sand I can't hold on to, or like a podcast I'm listening to at 2x speed. It feels like a nervous stomach, like I kind of can't catch my breath. When I start counting down the days until I leave here, start ticking off experiences I've been excited to have, like the Lady A show last Thursday or watching the New York Marathon this weekend, things that have been on my calendar for months, I can almost start to panic. It's like the more I think about it, the more I talk about it and write about it, the more I feel it. I am just loving it so much here. I love church. I love my friends here. I love my apartment now that it has appropriate throw pillows. I love the subway. I am reading so many books as I commute underground. I love, love not having to drive anywhere. I find driving very boring. And I love the Broadway shows and the restaurants. I love walking everywhere, and I love my neighborhood. I love bumping into friends at Central Park. It happened Saturday. It was the best. It isn't perfect here, but it's great. It's also not reality, right? I mean, it's not my reality. I've been saving money for 10 months to live here for 2 months. It would be different if I had to do this life 12 months a year. I left almost all my problems in Nashville, and that's not reality. I also left most of my stuff. So I know in some ways, this is actually like an extended vacation. Now, in some ways, it is my life. I'm working every workday, and I'm working hard. I'm still traveling to speak. I'm in hard meetings and having hard conversations. I'm still doing chores and working out and all the things I do in my life at home. But this isn't my life. This isn't my home. So telling myself that truth helps. Yes, of course this feels like it's slipping away, just like summer camp and just like vacation. But also, yes, time ticks. That is the nature of time. This is not something to fear. This is reality. This feeling like the days are passing, it is real. The solution for me and my brain on days like this, when I start to panic about life slipping through my fingers, is not to try platitudes or slogans about how long life could be or how God is going to handle it all. The solution is the truth. Time moves fast sometimes. I'm feeling that here. So look down at your arm, Annie. Savor this. Don't fear. Don't grip. Savor. You may get to do this again someday, but you may not. So savor it. And then there are days like Sunday. I forgot to charge my Apple Watch Saturday night. So by midday Sunday, once I got home from church and started doing those Sunday chores that we all have, my watch died. So I plugged it in. Some friends and I had planned to meet up at the New York Historical Society Museum and Library, which ended up being very providential because it cried raindrops all day here. Not sobs, not showers, just crying level rain. So being inside was a total win. I left my watch at home charging and headed up to the museum. They had multiple exhibits that we were excited to see, and we were not disappointed. As I bought my ticket, the woman behind the counter asked if I wanted a paper map or to scan the QR code so it would be on my phone. I requested the map. I wanted to keep my phone out of my hand as much as possible. We roamed slowly, reading everything I could get my eyes on. Truly, you should know one of my fatal flaws is I want to read every last bit of signage at museums. I was with a very close friend and 2 new friends, so we also did the get-to-know-you conversations as we went from room to room of the museum. Afterwards, no one really had anywhere to be, so we walked a few blocks to Billy's Bakery. I got a cookie sandwich made of chocolate chip cookies and vanilla icing. we split it and sat around the table and talked for hours about Twitter and theater and writing and sex and the Enneagram and technology and church and war. And I never once looked at my watch because it was all the way back at my house. The afternoon went fast and yet also incredibly slow. And in fact, looking back on the last week, it feels like I schlepped those pillows a month ago and it's been like 10 days or something. Savoring this, being all the way in the conversation I am in, being all the way in the city I am in, being all the way in the friendships I am in, holding tightly and holding loosely, letting this be my life, but remembering it isn't really my life. Hoping time moves slowly, being grateful when it does, worrying less, looking at my watch less, savoring more, sitting longer, staying longer, listening longer, walking slower. I cannot slow time, but I can savor the minutes, the days, the weeks, the months I have here, and I'm trying. So, what do you think? Please come and share some thoughts and wisdom with me over on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast. I'd love to hear if you ever feel this too, and what do you do? I would love to learn from you if you have thoughts on this. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow here on That Sounds Fun.